This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The killing in Denver of an unarmed black man earlier this month was the first officer-involved shooting for Denver Mayor Mike Johnston. Longtime criminal justice advocate Lisa Calderon says she's hopeful Johnston will help change police culture, but she worries the mayor will retain longtime public safety officials.
We are in need of a reset and fresh vision. And to just presume that these same leaders who have had these positions, some of them for years, would somehow overnight come up with a new vision is pretty far-fetched.
There have been no policy changes at Denver Police since Johnston took office last month. The head of Denver International Airport says he wants the main road to the airport to be widened. Others want the airport to fund improvements to public transportation instead of expanding Peña Boulevard. DIA CEO Phil Washington.
We're all in the same camp. We want to expand and increase the efficiency for Peña, but we want to do so in a very responsible way.
That could mean adding toll lanes to Peña, which might incentivize carpooling, but research suggests that more lanes would lead to more driving and greenhouse gas emissions. Alabama lawmakers are questioning the purchase of a $1.5 million Colorado ranch by the commander of U.S. Space Command. CPR's Dan Boyce reports General James Dickinson bought the ranch months before recommending that Space Command stay in Colorado Springs.
The website AL.com says General Dickinson, a Colorado native, purchased the 20-acre ranch in early April. Space Command had been scheduled to move to Huntsville, Alabama, but President Biden reversed that decision last month. Alabama Senator Katie Britt says the ranch purchase cast doubt on Dickinson's support for keeping the command in Colorado. Had Space Command moved to Alabama, it would not have occurred until 2026. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And there's more Colorado news at CPR.org.